91.3. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Pretoria High Court adjourns Lungu repatriation case indefinitely. Civil rights activist criticizes the cyber law. In international news, South Africa slams U.S. human rights report as deeply flawed. And in sports, Kanyemba names 35-member provisional squad for FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Pretoria High Court has adjourned the leave to appeal by the Lungu family with no appointed date. The lawyer representing the Lungu family submitted before the court that the two parties have agreed to postpone the leave to appeal to allow the constitutional court process to unfold. The leave to appeal in question came to light after the Pretoria High Court ruled in favour of the government to allow for the repatriation of the body of the late former head of state, the judgment which did not sit well with the Lungu family.
He has since filed an application for leave for direct access in the constitutional court. And on those basis, the parties have agreed to allow the constitutional court process to unfold. And in the circumstances, we have agreed that by agreement between the parties that this application for leave to appeal be postponed in a year. And there is no mention insofar as the question of cost is concerned. I'm advised that the draft order which provides for this arrangement has been uploaded under pocket ZB01 on case lines. But there's just one typo there. It just fails to. There's an omission that it does not record that it was by agreement. That will be corrected. A fresh draft order will be uploaded, which would reflect that the postponement is by agreement between the parties.
The former head of state, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, died on the 5th of June 2025 in South Africa, where he was receiving treatment. Civil rights activist Brebner Changala has alleged that the cyber law is designed to silence citizens and limit their democratic rights. Speaking on the Power FM Breakfast Show, Mr. Changala described the legislation as a colonial piece of law that works against the freedoms of Zambians. He argued that the cyber law is being used as a political tool to protect those in power while oppressing those in opposition. Mr. Changala questioned why the cyber law is fully enforced, while the access to information law, which he said would benefit all Zambians, remains inactive. He further stressed that there is no freedom of speech in the country, citing abuse of state power and intimidation of media houses under the current law.
Why should the cyber law be active and the access to information inactive? The access to information law is beneficial to you and I, and to everybody. The cyber law is only beneficial to the ruling class. For your information, this cyber law, you give me a good example. It does not attack members of the ruling party. It's always the opposition and those who oppose them. Why should the cyber law be active and the access to information inactive? The access to information law is beneficial to you and I, and to everybody. The cyber law is only beneficial to the ruling class. For your information, this cyber law, you give me a good example. It does not attack members of the ruling party. It's always the opposition and those who oppose them.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.zm and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status, iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
In another development, the Mwikikile Chiefdom has submitted a list of nominated companies and cooperatives that are eligible to receive mining licenses following government's announcement of the program to bring unlicensed miners into the formal sector through issuance of small-scale and artisanal mining rights. Chief Mwikikile of the Bemba in Chiwangandu has emphasized that formalizing mining activities will help protect both people and the environment while allowing for safer and more sustainable operations. Chief Mwikikile's leadership is addressing illegal mining, reflecting a growing effort among traditional leaders to safeguard their lands while supporting responsible development that benefits both the current and future generations. In international news, South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation, DIRCO, has strongly rejected the latest U.S. human rights report on South Africa, calling it inaccurate, biased, and a distortion of the country's constitutional reality. The 21-page document released by Washington this week claimed that South Africa's human rights situation has significantly worsened, citing land expropriations from Afrikaners, abuses against racial minorities, and alleged extrajudicial killings in provinces like KwaZulu-Natal. DIRCO dismissed the claims as misleading, stressing that criminal suspects are formally arraigned in court and that the report relied on discredited accounts. The department also criticized the U.S. for issuing judgments on other countries while itself refusing supervision by international mechanisms like the UN Human Rights Council. It noted America's own unresolved human rights challenges, including racial inequality and systemic violence. Still in international news, several international airlines are cracking down on the use of power banks and portable chargers due to safety concerns. This follows multiple incidents, including a recent flight from Sao Paulo to Amsterdam that has to make an emergency landing after a power bank overheated and filled the cabin with smoke. Emirates will prohibit the use of portable chargers in the aircraft cabin from the 1st of October 2025. The airline also warned passengers not to charge devices from power banks or to charge power banks using the aircraft's power source. Despite strict rules on power banks, the airline made exceptions. Customers may carry one power bank that is under 100 watts. However, these power banks cannot be stored in the overhead storage bin on board the aircraft and must be placed in the seat pocket or in a bag under the seat in front of the passenger. We now take a break and will return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zambia under 17 women's national team coach Caro Kanyemba has unveiled a 35-member provisional squad to begin preparations for the FIFA under 17 Women's World Cup scheduled for the 17th of October to the 8th of November 2025. Captain Mercy Chipasula headlines the Copper Princesses squad that also includes experienced defenders Nana Malanda, Natasha Nkaka and Precious Mwape, midfield ace Taonga Mubanga and striker Marcela Sekeseke. The